Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of July, recording at 9:31 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights today. The short message is that the perfect storm continues, but it's not all bad, depending on your positioning in certain sectors. But here's the review. Stock markets in Asia were mostly down. The Hang Seng was clipped for 1.8%, nearly 400 points. The Nikkei was down, I believe, for the ninth straight day. Interestingly, I don't know why this occurred, but India had upside key day reversals for both the Nifty and the Sensex, although I think it's inconceivable that those gains won't be at least partially retraced tomorrow. And you'll see why in a moment. The European markets mostly gave up some gains that they'd seen earlier in the day, although due to earlier closes and some isolated strength, we had a few of them up. Stockholm, I see the Spanish market probably doing that on the back of Rafael Nadal's latest victory. And Italy, all on the upside, but the others were down that I can see. And Wall Street was not doing too badly, but then got nailed in late trading because oil spiked. So we had declines ranging from 1.47 in the Dow to 1.82% in the S&P to 2.32% in the NASDAQ Composite Index. That's a big hit. Now, what did that do elsewhere? It pushed up the U.S. bonds prices, and I see also the gilt prices were up. The Bund prices actually were down on the day, although that might have been due to an earlier close. I'm sure it was due to an earlier close. Now, gold has strengthened a little bit. Now, the dollar has been weaker in here today, currently testing those previous lows in the 72 region. We've got the euro up to 158.81. Again, that's up 89 ticks today. Remember, the dollar was up yesterday. The Australian dollar is up near its all-time highs against the greenback. And what else have we got here? We, in the currency markets, sterling is at 199.32. Sterling actually eased a tiny bit. Now, the big story, though, here is crude oil. And crude reached a new all-time high, and it's currently trading at $144.13. So the way this pattern looks, we have an apparent consolidation for 4 days above the $140 level, and it's breaking upwards. But let me come back and complete the review here. The grain and bean complex was strong. You can see why I'm emphasizing the perfect storm here. We, for instance, saw a big rebound in corn, which had been hit in the two previous days. And soybeans has led the charge into new high ground within the sector. And most of these agricultural commodities are stronger in here. Copper, another big gainer, pushed above the $4 level. There must be some news on that, but I haven't been able to find anything. They've just been talking about firmer oil price. And that's pretty much it. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I've mentioned and written and said in audios that it's as if we're on an oil standard in here right now. And the visual image I've used is that of a seesaw with stock markets on one end of the seesaw and the crude oil price on the opposite end of the seesaw. So every time crude oil price goes up, stock markets get hit. And it's almost impossible for stock markets to rally without crude oil coming off or at least pausing. And they can't rally significantly until we get some deterioration in that crude oil price. And rather than deteriorate, it's actually reaffirmed the overall upward trend here today. Now, I've also mentioned in the past that gold is on the same side as the oil price, on the same side of the seesaw as the oil price. So that's helped precious metals in here today. They haven't gone up a lot. Gold bullion is at 944.65. There's a little psychological and lateral resistance around that 950 level. But seeing oil move and feeling that I'm too cautious in precious metals futures trading, because basically I'd taken profits on all those positions, I opened some gold longs in here today. I went for that rather than the silver, although silver is the higher beta performer. Remember, I bought some silver and sold it again yesterday for a small profit. But when I bought the gold, silver was excuse me, I'm sorry about all this. I'm not sure why the croaky throat. But when I bought the gold earlier today, that was because it was lagging a little bit. And my feeling is that if oil extends its upward trend, and there's no evidence that it won't, then we should see the precious metals move higher overall. And we should see more downward pressure on stock markets in the short term. When will this end? I don't know. Is the short answer. We do have oversold conditions on stock markets. We have some extremes of in terms of sentiment. But as I pointed out, this is less well. They can markets can. Let me rephrase what I've said before. Stock markets can become even more oversold, and sentiment can become even more pessimistic in the short term. If the main problem in people's eyes, and that's certainly the oil price, is continuing to move higher. And I regard appreciating oil prices as a far bigger crisis for the global economy, and also, well, when I say appreciating oil prices, we've been having appreciating oil prices for years. Let me say, I regard a spike in the oil price as by far the worst problem right now, and much more important than the largely Western banking problems, much more important than the moderate slowdown that we've seen in the global economy so far, because another spike in oil prices can, of course, would, of course, cause more of a slowdown in the global economy. So that's the situation we're in. It's not that good. Here overall, what is good is you can say, well, valuations are much improved, and they may well improve even further. But in terms of putting new money into this stock market, well, the oil price is still reaffirming and extending its overall upward trend, is a little bit like catch a falling knife territory. So I'm not going to do it yet, although I've just been writing a piece that'll be posted later this evening, just saying that, and asked about stock markets to say if events improve, Clearly, between now and year end, and that would require at least evidence of a medium-term peak in the crude oil price. But if stock market conditions do improve, say clearly before year end, I am unlikely to have, I will most likely not have made any changes to my overall portfolio. This is my equity portfolio, of course. The one possible exception would be if gold shares spiked upwards following bullion higher, which would be following the oil price higher, and then I would probably lighten some of my gold share positions overall. But I'm not going to bail out of China or India. That's the main point at this stage, because they're already down over 50%, and this is more of a buying region than a selling region, although I have no difficulty in being patient on that. What I have said is that if some of the more bearish forecasts that we're hearing, and there are plenty of those, which contrary opinion advocates will also note, but if the more bearish forecasts for global stock markets turn out to be right, then I will take my just in case cash fund, which is about the same size as my equity fund, and I will invest a significant proportion of that cash in stock markets. Right now, I'm not doing anything except trading the commodities, which have been the best game in town. And on that note, and with a croaky voice, I'd better ring off and just say all the best to all of you.